Dogs have tightened things up now. We're back to even, 22 apiece. First time it's been tied since it was 7-7. Bulldogs looking to take the lead. Here's the serve by Prohaska. Fielded by McKay. Up, hangs in limbo, and it's blocked down by Round. And it will be a basketball point. Riverdale asking whether or not she had reached over the net. The officials say no. Bulldogs now take the lead, 23-22. And here's the serve by the Bulldogs. It's short. A let serve. Fielded now by Riverdale. They'll punch it over. Boscobel diving. Can't pancake it. That's a point for Riverdale. And we are tied at 23. So back to business once again. Riverdale. Here's the serve by Zuri Dennis. It is going to be fielded back row by Boscobel. Played left side. And Boscobel somehow got it over. What a save. Peterson back to the middle for Riverdale. They'll jump it in. Gretchen Buchholz gets the point for the Chieftains, and they're at game point. 24-23, our score. Great volleys going on, and the Chieftains can win it. Boscobel trying to hang on. Line drive serve. Wallen left side. They'll pass it now to Peterson. And into the net, that's four hits, and the Chieftains survive here in the opener, winning it 25-23, the final score in Boscobel tonight. One set is down, and that was any indication of how the rest of the match will go. Could be in for a tight one all the way tonight. Riverdale wins the opener by two. Set number two is coming up. This is high school volleyball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the back-to-school supply drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Riverdale stays on the same side. Teams have that option, but Riverdale will stay on the same side, and Boscobel will as well. And the first serve of the ball game is an ace, and Riverdale is underway with a 1-0 lead on an ace by Macy McKay. Lily Barr had a couple of kills and a block, leading Riverdale. Three kills for Gretchen Buchholz in that opener. And Riverdale survives 25-23. Boscobel works it. Left side shot to the left side, pulled by Johnson. And now Riverdale works it to the left side, and Dennis, that's four hits, isn't it? Yeah, Riverdale struggled a little bit on hit number three, and Riverdale gives up the serve, 1-1. Hoskavel was led by 3 kills and 1 block for Addison Rounds. Here's a serve by Johnson. Quick set for Riverdale. Shot over the top that time by Barr to the right side. Hoskavel fields it to Wallen, and the Chiefs are called for being in the net. That'll make it a Hoskavel lead at 2-1 here in the second. Bulldogs really got fired up in that last comeback. Riverdale trying to gain back some momentum. Here's the serve by Hoskavel, just a bit long by Kylie Johnson, and we're back to even at 2. Into the game for Riverdale, number 10, Gretchen Buchholz. He's in the front. Lily Barr to serve as she starts way back at the stage. Here's the run-up and a line drive serve. A let serve. Oh, that dropped in for an ace. That's one of those where it ought to be a crime. It hit the net. No return. And the Chiefs lead 3-2. He will try again. Barr with the approach. And this one floats. And the Bulldogs can't field it. It'll be an ace. Second time in a row. 4-2 now. So a couple of aces. And Lily Barr, the Riverdale junior, will try again. Here's the run-up and a line drive to the right side. Fielded there by Wallen. Rounds back to Wallen. She'll get it over. Fielded by McKay. Zuri Dennis with a quick set. Buchholz drops it in. And the Chieftains lead it by a score of 5-2. Good start for the Chieftains now as they kind of look like they're getting a little bit more in sync with their offense, something they struggled with in the opening set. Here's the serve by Barr. That one is long and a side out for the Bulldogs. 5-3. Riverdale by 2. Serving for the Bulldogs, number 20, Jerrianne Muldrum. Jerrianne steps up. Here's the serve. Fielded by Zuri Dennis. And nobody there to take her pass. It drops in, and the Bulldogs get a point. 5-4 score. The biggest lead for either team was 6 points in that opener. Well, Riverdale won by 2. There's a dig by Dennis. Found a lot of arc on it, and it's down, and we are tied 5 apiece. So a good serve for Muldrum. She had an ace in the opener as well. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by McKay. Pass right side for Hoskia with Buchholz driving it left side up to the net. Blocked by Dennis. And a lift called on Hoskavel. Chieftains will lead by a score of 6-5 here in the second set. And for Riverdale, number 13, Chloe Franklin. She's in the front row. And Zuri Dennis will serve. Zuri drives it right side. Caught now by Peterson, passes to the net, and Hoskavel hits it into the antenna, and that'll make it a lead for Riverdale of 2 points now. 7-5, Zuri Dennis serves again. Zuri pulls it in the middle, that's an ace! Sort of a diving effort by Baumeister, that makes it 8-5, and Zuri Dennis off and running. She had a kill, and she had an ace, yes, in the opener. Here's the serve, dug by Baumeister. Hoskavel passes back to Johnson, driven over by Rounds. Nice play. Sort of a diving back row for Riverdale. Addison Rounds having a good night. That makes it 8-6. She had 3 kills and a block in that opener. And back to serve is Kenna Wallen. Wallen with a run-up. There's a low serve, fielded by McKay. Dennis back to Buchholz, and she swings it into the net. Bulldogs are within a point at 8-7 here in the second. Kenna Wallen is a senior for the Bulldogs. Again, with the approach and the serve. Fielded by McKay, passes to the net. Dennis back to Buchholz, drives it right down the line and got it in there. Sort of an effort by Maya Baumeister. That'll make it a 9-7 lead. Riverdale by 2. Allie Goplin will serve. Allie, line drive serve into the net. That's a point for Hoskavel. That makes it 9-8 for the game for Riverdale. Number 5, Aubrey Williamson. She is a junior. Steps into the back row, and Hoskavel will serve. Junior Addison Rounds floats it to the back row, and it is down. She gets an ace for that one. That makes it a tie contest at 9. So another serve for Rounds. He'll get another attempt as Boscoville attempts to take the lead. This one fields in the back row by Cooey. Dennis sets it. McKay shot down the line, left of the line, and out. It'll be a point for the Bulldogs. They lead by a score of 10-9 here in the second. Riverdale won the opener, 25-23. Here's the serve. Fielded by McKay. Dennis sends it back to Macy. She'll float it over. Three ball back by Boscobel. Jerry Zimple. Riverdale tries again. Buchholz drops it in. Diving effort. Oh, what a play. Getting it over is Wallen. Back to Riverdale. They're playing it at the net. Buchholz blocks it over. Now Boscobel tries again. Zimple drives it to the right side. Fielded by the Chieftains. And McKay into the net. And it goes to Boscobel. They lead by two. It is 11-9 here in the second set. Always a good match when these teams play. Browns will serve again. Cut off on the back row by Williamson. Still get it over on hit number three after a pass by Dennis. And here is Browns setting it up for Wallen. Pulls it down the line and out of bounds. Actually, that was Kylie Johnson. Shot the line and missed. Ed Riverdale gets a point. That makes it 11-10. Into the game for the Chieftains. Number three, Lily Barr. Here's the serve. Oh, nice serve. Fielded by the Bulldogs. Simple. Back to the middle. And Peterson tries to block it over. And it could not. It goes back to Riverdale. And they have tied it at 11. We approach the midpoint of set number two. Buchholz with a serve. Net serve. Riverdale gives up its serve again. It's the lead. 12-11. Serving for the Bulldogs. Maya Baumeister. Junior May moves all the way to the far side and now pounds one over. Fielded by Franklin. Back to Dennis. Dropped by McKay. Nope, didn't make the net. Came back to Riverdale and they hit it again. That's four hits. And the Bulldogs lead by two at 13-11. Baumeister moves to the near side and steps up for the serve. Fielded by Cooey. There's the ball taken over by Franklin on hit number two. Johnson rounds and now Johnson drives it over. Dug by Cooey. Riverdale miscommunication drops in. Boscobel leads by three. 14-11 here in the second. Riverdale won the opener, 25-23. Almeister with the serve. And Riverdale touches it on the back line. That's an ace for the Bulldogs. Timeout Riverdale, 15-11. Almeister with the ace. And the Bulldogs lead by four here in the second set. Riverdale up 1-0. Bulldogs lead by four in the second set. And you're listening to High School Volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Boscobel playing well here in their home floor. I've got to give them credit. They are playing loose out there. It looks like they're having fun. Riverdale tenses up a little bit here, and they trail by 4, 15-11 in the second. Baumeister with the serve. That one is a little long and out of bounds, and that'll make it 15-12. Riverdale with three, and the Chieftains get the side out. Franklin, who plays around from the back row, is going to come out, and into the contest will be Kira Prohaska, and Kira will serve. Steps up. Here's the serve. Fielded down by Wallen, and then Brown drives it over. Got it down. Bulldogs lead 16-12. Addison Rounds with the kill. That's her second to go along with an ace here in the second set. And the Bulldogs back up by 4 points. And Riverdale won the opener, 25-23. Here's the serve by Peterson. Fielded now by the Chieftains. That one bounces off the ceiling. And Cooey to Dennis, but got it in nicely. Gets the kill after a dig by Aubrey Williamson. And the Chieftains are within three. It is 16-11. Serving for Riverdale is Macy McKay. Here's Macy Sir, fielded by the Bulldogs. They'll pop it to the middle, now knuckled over on the hit by Baumeister. The Chiefs cannot return it. Good effort. Darian Muldrum helping out of the front row as well. And the Bulldogs lead 17-13. Serving for Boscobel. Getting ready is Kylie Johnson. That one played in the back row by the Chieftains. Kept alive by Lily Barr and now punched over by Prohaska. Boscobel sets it in the middle. Punched over by Rounds. On the side, Riverdale fields it. Prohaska back to the middle of the court. Chewy gets it over. Boscobel tries again. They pass it left. Wallen with a kill and out of bounds. It was not tipped. Boscobel was waiting to see, but that goes as a point for the Chieftains and a side out Riverdale. That makes it 17-14 here at Boscobel Gym. Timeout for the ball that rolled up on the stage through the curtain. It is a little warm in here, but I'm guessing a lot of gyms are going to be experiencing that tonight in southwest Wisconsin on a warm day. Here's the serve, far side, fielded by the Bulldogs. Baumeister passes to the net, and Rounds gets it over. Down it goes. Bulldogs lead by four now, 18-14. Addison Rounds getting the point, and the Bulldogs' Darian Muldrum is back to serve. We'll get the whistle. Bulldogs by four here in the second. Muldrum with a serve. Fielded by Cooey. There's a quick set. Down it goes on a hit number two and down for Kira Prohaska. That makes it 18-15. Kira gets the point for the Chieftains. And a side out Riverdale. Zuri Dennis quickly in and will serve this one. Nope, net serve. Chieftains struggling in their serves tonight, and Boscobel gets a four-point lead again, 19-15. Kenna Wallen will serve for the Bulldogs. Kenna with a run-up, and then there's the serve. Nope, net serve. Boscobel does the same thing, and they give a point and a serve to the Chieftains. It's 19-16. Into the contest for service is Aubrey Williamson, defensive specialist for the Chieftains, and she will serve. This one, sitting it down for an ace. Addison Rounds trying to field it in the back row. Couldn't quite come up with it. That makes it 19-17. And a nice serve for Aubrey Williamson. She'll try again. Again, pulls it right down the middle. And down it goes. Timeout Boscobel. Bulldogs now had their lead trimmed to just 1 point. Two aces in a row for Aubrey Williamson. So the timeout is taken. We're at 19-18 here in the second set. Riverdale won the opener, 25-23. Coming up between sets, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. And following the match tonight, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-match show, followed by the Dunkin' Rewards, Dunkin' Donuts, awarding a moment of the game or a turning point of the game tonight that rewarded their team. Yeah, we'll see as this one goes on. Close battle. I think that turning point of the game or the match is yet to come. Here comes the serve by Aubrey Williamson. Hold on the left side by the Bulldogs to the net. Johnson sets it a little high, and it hits the net, and Boscobel can't return it. We are tied at 19. Williamson will serve again. Aubrey steps up. Here's the line drive serve. It just missed and out of bounds. Boscobel takes the lead, 20-19 in the second. Serving is Addison Rounds. Addison gets the whistle, and here's the serve. It is out of bounds. It'll belong to the Chieftains. Boy, our line judge is really getting into it here tonight. I appreciate that. 20-20. There's no mistaking whether the ball is in or out. You guys have got two flags apiece. They look like they're directing an airplane or something. Doing a great job, though. Here's the serve. Fielded back row by the Bulldogs. Baumeister to Rounds. Left side, Johnson drives it over. Fielded by Williamson. Right side, and it takes off. Get way out of bounds by McKay. And the Bulldogs lead 21-20. Baumeister will serve for the Bulldogs. Into the game is Darianne Muldrum. He takes her place in the front row. After a scoring table discussion, the officials going to blow it back in play. So Bulldogs down the stretch now with a lead of 21-20 within four of going out. Allmeister with a serve. Dennis pops it up. Cooey gives it right back to Zuri. She'll hit it over. Tipped by Boscobel, and down it goes. We're back to even at 21. And this one kind of looking similar to the opener. We were tied a couple of times. The last time at 23 before Riverdale won. Here's the serve by McKay. Fielded now by Baumeister. And now Rounds passes left side. Muldrum, no, into the net. And the Chieftains take the lead, 22-21. Allie Goplin back in the front row. Williamson comes out for Riverdale. And McKay will serve. Here's the line drive played by Baumeister. Free balls into the net. Slapped down by Buchholz. And the Chieftains lead 23-21. Gretchen Buchholz with a big play. That's her first, make another second kill of the set. Here's a serve by McKay. Fielded down by Rounds. Left side dropped over by Boscobel. And a lift called on Abby Peterson. And that gives the Chieftains game point at 24-21. AC McKay will serve. So the Bulldogs now trying to dig deep. Riverdale has scored four in a row. Here's the serve, fielded now by Johnson. Round sets it up for a kill attempt, ball blocked by Buchholz. Down it goes. And that is game point. Riverdale comes back to win for the second set in a row. They get the victory 25-21 after a 25-23 win in the opener. Set number three is coming up, and this is high school volleyball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Riverdale football team is preparing for week number four. They're coached by Lucas Phelps.
Really what we told our kids, we have to focus on our measurable goals, what we need to do to improve week in and week out as we go into conference. But we told our kids our goal is to compete on every play to the best of our ability and keep finding ways to improve. You know, I think the one thing that I have been impressed about by our group is we're +5 in the turnover margin this year. We've done a tremendous job of forcing turnovers, making plays in defense. We've done a really good job of taking care of the ball in offense. And I do believe that's going to pay dividends down the road for us.
That's Riverdale football coach Lucas Phelps. His team will host Wazika Steuben Seneca on Friday night, starting at 7 at Pickering Park in Muscadet. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Welcome back to Boscobel. Riverdale up 2-0. They were led basically by their service last set. Two aces from Lily Barr, two aces from Aubrey Williamson. For Boscobel, three kills from Addison Rounds and an ace. But Riverdale is up 2-0. And here we go. Set number three is underway. There's the serve. Williamson with a dig. Dennis plays it off the net. McKay pounds it over. Nice play. Rounds. Down to Johnson for Boscobel, back to Rounds, drives it over. Zuri Dennis off to Cooey, right side McKay, pounds it in. Riverdale is up by a score of 1-0 after a really good volley that time. And Macy McKay is back to serve. For Riverdale, Emily Goplin is in. Emily in the front row for the Chieftains. And McKay with the serve. That one is going to land in for an ace, correct to the floor. And it is 2-0. Good start for the Riverdale Chieftains. They will go again. A.C. McKay. Chieftains have struggled early on in the first two sets, but they have a lead here. There's McKay with a serve. Fielded now by the Bulldogs. Peterson left side rounds for the kill. Down it goes. Rounds off the Bulldogs assist from Kenna Wallen, and that makes it 2-1. Serving for Boscobel, Jerrianne Muldrum. Into the contest for the Bulldogs, Shori Zimple. And now Muldrum with the serve. Oh, a good one. Dug by Riverdale, but not much on it. That'll go as an ace. And that makes it 2-2. Muldrum gets the ace. He had one last set. Comes up with another serve. Boscobel trying to take the lead. McKay with a pass. Dennis. Now it's punched over by Chloe Franklin. Fielded now hit to the roof by Boscobel, and they'll drive it over on a hit by Johnson. Dennis, quick set shot, blocked by Rounds. They're going to try again. Riverdale on the near side, and Joplin and the ball left side. It's going to hit the net, and that'll be a point for the Bulldogs. They will lead by a score of 3-2. Serving for the Bulldogs, number 20, Jerrianne Muldrum, fires it over. Dewey with a dig. Dennis sets it up. Shot by Franklin. Blocked by Rounds. And Boscobel is going to be over the net. That'll be a Riverdale point. We're back to even at 3 here in the third. Riverdale will serve. Going back to do the honors will be number 3, Lily Barr. Here's the serve by Barr. Fielded by Baumeister. Right at the net. Blocked by Buchholz. She free-balled it. Hung it up. And Buchholz drops it in. 4-3 to score. Serving again will be number 3, Lily Barr. Lily with the approach, and there's a line drive. Jump serve. Down to the floor it goes. Baumeister trying to get underneath it for a pancake. Like Boscobel is asking for a little clarification on it. The officials say that it hit the floor. That'll make it 5-3. So trying again, Riverdale. Oh, here's the whistle. And now the officials are going to confer. I think they're asking about whether that was okay. So Boscobel did win the argument. They're going to erase the point and go back to Riverdale to serve. They're going to say that the ball hit the floor. Macy McKay, who's a captain for Riverdale, gets in on the action, and now the captains are told to step away. So we'll see what the word is. That looks like the call's going to stand. 5-3. After much discussion, Lily Barr will serve again. So she gets an ace, and this one is an S-er. Boscobel back in business with a side out and makes it 5-4. And the Bulldogs will serve. Kenna Wallen is back to do the honors. Riverdale up 2-0 here in the match. The serve for Kenna Wallen. Line drive fielded by Chloe Franklin. Dennis sets up Buchholz, who drops it in, and it's down on a lift by Boscobel. Again, Buchholz making a nice play at the net. That makes it 6-4. Side out. Franklin with a serve. That one is a little long. It gives the point back to the Bulldogs. And it is 6-5. Into the lineup for Riverdale, number 9, Kira Pohaska. She's in the front row. And serving will be the Bulldogs, Addison Rounds. Cooey three balls it over. Boscobel sets it up. Punched over by Johnson. Cooey out of the right side. McKay pounds it over. Boscobel tries again. Rounds setting it up for Peterson. Abby drives it over. Riverdale call for in the net, and that'll make it a 6-6 tie here in the third. Both sets have been close so far, 25-23, 25-21. Riverdale has won, and we're tied in the third. Rounds with a line drive serve. McKay with a dig. There's the set. Buchholz drives it over. Fielded by Baumeister. Back to Johnson. She'll drive it over, and McKay bumps it to the roof. It drops over, and no one able to field it for Riverdale. And that gives Boscobel the lead at 7-6. 7-6 here in the third. Addison rounds again. She will drive it over to the left side. Cooey fields it on a good dig. Now there's the set. Shot over by Buchholz. Oscadale fields it. They go to back to the middle. Abby Peterson over. Cooey passes to the net. Quick set. Dropped in by Buchholz. Oscadale going to be over the mark. So it will be a Riverdale point. Really good serving and setting there. Setting by Kira Prohaska. And Riverdale is back to even at 7. Easton's will serve. This one pulled. Baumeister is going to get it to rounds. He gets it over on the second set. There's Dennis setting it up. Dropped over and down for the Chieftains. Number 8, Bailey Harris, who's a sophomore, getting in for a point. And that makes it 8-7. Riverdale will serve again. Here's the approach. Fielded by Baumeister. Ball left side for rounds. Johnson drives it over. Fielded back row by Goplin. Set up by Buchholz. He runs into the net. And that'll give a Boscobel point. That makes it 8-8. And a side out for the Bulldogs. Into the contest for Riverdale number 5, Aubrey Williamson. Coach Kenny rotating lots of players in and out. Baumeister will serve. And that is a net serve. It did not make it over. That makes it 9-8, Riverdale in the third. Filney with you live from Boscobel. Good spot to be. Always treat us well when we come to Boscobel. Here's the serve by Chewy, and that's down for an ace. That makes it 10-8. So an ace, including a young lady at the table tonight as we came in, and she listens to Saturdays with Simo, and those were the days. So she's number one in my book. Ball goes left side for Boscobel. A nice pass back to the middle for Riverdale. And dropped over. Nice play by Lily Barr. Boscobel tries again. Rounds tries it over. Cooey with a dig. There's the set. And driven over by Barr. Again, Peterson drives it over for Boscobel. Pass back to Dennis. Cooey drops it in. Riverdale leads the 11-8. And a timeout for the Bulldogs. Riverdale's up 2 sets to none. And they lead in the third set 11-8. This is high school volleyball from the Swall on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property construction and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Welcome back to Boscobel after a quick timeout. Riverdale in the lead, 11-8 in the third. Here's Chewy with a serve, fielded by the Bulldogs. Pass rope, wall, a nice shot, keeps it live. The pass back to Johnson, and she can't get it over the net. That'll make it a lead of 4 for Riverdale, 12-8. Here's the serve by Kennedy Chewy. That's a net serve, and Boscobel gets his side out. That makes it 12-9. Boscobel with a first-year coach, Abby Stimson, from North Dakota, I believe, is her home base originally. Here's the serve, fielded by Williamson. Back it goes, and driven over by Harris. Boscobel, nice effort. Baumeister chases it into the stands, but it finally goes down. So a good set by Kira Prohaska, and they work it to Bailey Harris, who drives it down to make it 13-9. Here's the serve by Zuri Dennis. Boscobel fields it. Peterson back to round. Ball at the net, and it didn't make it over. Riverdale was there to block it just in case. And that gives Riverdale a lead of 14-9. Abby Stimson taking over for Boscobel. Jeff Ostheimer had the head coaching job last year. Boscobel working it, and they'll drive it over on a hit. Oh, just out of bounds for Kylie Johnson. Shot the line and missed, and the Chieftains now go up 15-9. Riverdale looking a little more relaxed and comfortable here in the third set. Oscarville has put the pressure on tonight. Zuri Dennis with a serve. That one a little long. Side out. Boscobel, 15-10 score. Chieftains by 5 in the third. Brewer Baseball at WRCE tonight getting underway with a pregame around 8:10 tonight. A late one. Here's the serve by Boscobel. Zimple. Nice dig there by Cooey, and now kept live, pushed over by Dennis. Left side for the Bulldogs, driven over by Wallen. Touched by Dennis Cooey, and now Franklin drives it over a little bit too long. Out of bounds. And the Bulldogs score two in a row. They're within four at 15-11. Serving for the Bulldogs, Kylie Johnson. Kylie gets the whistle. Here's the step and the serve. Williamson with a dig. Dennis passes to the right side. Franklin drives it over the net. Kept live by Johnson. Pass back to Rounds and driven over now by Johnson. Cooey pumps it over on hit number two for Riverdale. Again, Boscobel tries with a shot down the line. Dennis snagged it, but nobody there to take her initial dig. And it's going to be a Boscobel point. The team play, Kylie Johnson helping out. She's got the serve now. 15-12. Boscobel with a side out. They trail by three. Cooey digs. Dennis sets it up. Here's a shot over by Harris. Kept live by the Bulldogs. Pushed over by Rounds. Cooey to Dennis. And now Lily Barr drops it over. Boscobel went one way for the block. And Barr went to the left where they weren't. And that makes it 16-12. Riverdale with a side out. We'll see the Chieftains later on this month. Again, the season goes pretty fast. Riverdale homecoming football coming up on September 27th. Here's the serve by McKay. Boscobel setting it up, and here's a nice dump over. Down it goes for Wallen. Little campfire shot. Wallen dropped it in, and that gives Boscobel the side out. 16-13. Bulldogs will serve. Jerry Ann Muldrum with the up and the swing and the serve. There's Cooey, Dennis, Lily Barr with a hit, and down it goes. Riverdale back in business, 17-13. Lily Barr has two kills and an ace in the third set. Coming in for Riverdale, number 10, Gretchen Buchholz in the front row. Lily Barr will serve. Emily Goplin also in the front. Chloe Franklin for the Chieftains. Here's the serve, dug by Baumeister. Nice set to Rounds to drive it over. Here's McKay, and then Buchholz from Dennis drives it over. Dug by Zimple. Pass now left side. Rounds gets it over. Back to Riverdale. Dennis knuckles it over. Rounds tries again. Dug by Zuri Dennis. McKay on the right side, and Emily Goplin drives it over. Left side, now to the middle for Boscobel. They go left this time, and here's a shot by Boscobel. Down it goes. Well played by number 9. Kenna Wallen and the Bulldogs are within four, 17-14. Wallen with two kills in the third set. Riverdale has won the first two, and they're up 17-14. Wallen's going to try to come back. Kenna Wallen with a serve. That's a net serve, and the Chieftains lead it 18-14 in the third. Chloe Franklin will serve for Riverdale. Here's the serve. Right side, Baumeister pops it to the left. Johnson now taking a shot over is Peterson. Here's Goplin, and now hit by the far side, out of bounds. Emily Goplin from Missouri Dennis goes a little long and out of bounds. That'll make it 18-15, side out Boscobel. Addison Rounds with the serve. Far side, Chewy. There's the set, and Waller, nice block attempt. Going to be played again by Boscobel. Middle for Rounds, drives it over, and Buchholz gets it over at number three. Rounds to Peterson, drives it over. McKay with a dig for Riverdale. Punched over by Prohaska. Left side for the Bulldogs. Punched over by Johnson. Cooey in the middle, drives it over for Riverdale. Boscobel sets it in the middle. Peterson drives it over. Basketball Riverdale. Cooey. And then Prohaska. And the hit. It hit the net. Emily Goplin's attempt. Hit the net, that's the point for the Bulldogs. They're within two at 18-16. Serving is Addison Rounds. And it's fielded by Cooey all by herself, right back to the middle. Riverdale not there to take her hit. That makes it a one-point set, 18-17. Bulldogs within one in the third. Addison Rounds will serve again. Addison serves it over. Dennis pops it up on the near side. Buchholz back to Dennis. Zuri swings it into the net. We are tied at 18. So Riverdale in control there for a while, but no longer. The Bulldogs have evened it up at 18 in the third. Addison Rounds with the line drive serve. McKay plays it. Cooey plays the carom. Goplin can't get it over, and that'll make it a 19-18 lead Deacon struggling a bit with passing now, and the Bulldogs taking advantage. Addison rounds, and the Bulldogs lead by one. Down the stretch, here's a serve, fielded by Dennis. And it's set up on the left side by Prohaska. Zuri gets it over. Rounds, back to Zimple, driven over by the Bulldogs. Diving dig, Cooley, and it's played over to the net, punched over by Peterson. Left side, it's going to be Prohaska. Now Buchholz sets it over. Bulldogs try again from the left side. They'll take a shot. Down it goes. But Boscanel is into the net. After a big kill attempt by Jory Zimple, the ball was in play, but Riverdale will get the point, and we are tied at 19. Into the game for the Chieftains, Bailey Harris. Riverdale will serve. Sophomore Emily Goplin coming up from the stage, and now will serve. Riverdale trying to take the lead. Ball played now by Johnson. She'll get it back. Kill attempt. Cooey digs it for Riverdale. Set by Prohaska. Buchholz drops it over. Diving dig by Zimple. Keeps it live. And now driven over by Johnson. Zuri Dennis centers it now for Riverdale. And Buchholz swings under the net. And that'll be a point for the Bulldogs. 20-19. They lead it. Maya Baumeister back to serve for the Bulldogs. Sherry Ann Moldrum in the front row and Williamson in the back row for Riverdale. Here's the serve. Cut off by Harris. Gets it back from Prohaska. Drives it over and down it goes. Bailey Harris ties the score at 20. 20-20 and serving for Riverdale will be Kennedy Cooey, the libero player. That is going to hit the net and not make it over. Another service error for Riverdale, and the Bulldogs lead it 21-20. Abby Peterson will serve. Abby with a serve for the Bulldogs. That one an ace, and the Bulldogs lead by two. 22-20, timeout Riverdale. Bulldogs taking a case to win, of course, a fourth here tonight. Riverdale has won the first two. 25-23 and 25-21. Bulldogs up 22-20 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
Welcome back to Bob Cabell. Bill Nee with you as we get ready for the stretch run here. And this one, we'll see if Bob Cabell can hang on and get the last 3 points to win it, or can Riverdale come back? Abby Peterson with a serve. That one is out of bounds, and the Chieftains get a side out. 22-21. Bowie Franklin back into the lineup for Riverdale, and Zuri Dennis will serve. Chieftains trying to tie it up. Dennis with a jump serve. Fielded now by Johnson on the back row, and pushed over on the right side there by Wallen, dug by Dennis. Back to Franklin. She'll set it over. Back row Bulldogs. Abby Peterson rounds to Wallen into the net. And that makes it 22-22. Riverdale has come back to tie it up after the timeout. Zuri Dennis with the run-up and the serve. Net serve. Riverdale struggling with those serves. And Boscobel takes the lead. 23-22. Bulldogs in the third. Serving will be Kylie Johnson. Kylie with a run-up. There's a serve in the middle. Dewey now to Dennis. Lily Barr rainbows it over. Ball is going to be played by Boscobel. Oh, somehow kept live. Moldrum gets it over. Ball right side. Franklin knuckles it over for the Chieftains. Round sets it to Wallen, who dumps it in. And the Bulldogs have game point. 24-22. Boscobel in the lead. Try to force it to a fourth. And here is Kylie Johnson getting the whistle. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by Williamson. There's Dennis setting it for Harris, who drives it over. Fielded by the Bulldogs. Left shot by Wallen. Dewey digs back row. Dennis sets it. Harris takes the shot. Down the line. Out of bounds. This one belongs to Boscobel. They have forced a fourth here tonight. 25-22. Bulldogs get the win. We're going four tonight at least. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Fall into savings with this month's specials at All American Do It Center, now through September 30th, but only while supplies last. Save over 50% and get a two-pack of mechanical mousetraps for only $3.99, or save $10 on an 8x10 medium-duty poly tarp, now just $9.99. Save with the September specials of the month. Shop online at allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Jamie Makovic Sporting Goods Collection Auction. With over 40 guns, tons of ammunition, and a huge selection of sporting goods and equipment, you wouldn't believe the hunting items, scopes, fishing equipment, mounts, antlers, and even a Harley-Davidson motorcycle for sale at this auction. This is a live auction only. This auction is Friday, September 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info and a complete listing at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The fourth set is underway, and a kill here attempted by Lily Barr. Left side, Boscobel can't play it on hit number three. Burrell quickly up 2-0 after a Macy McKay ace. And now the Bulldogs trying to get back in it. They've been able to come back a couple of times tonight, including that win in set number three. Nice serve by McKay. The ball goes to the right side, shot into the net by Wallen. And the Chieftains lead it by a score of 3-0. Leading Boscobel to victory at the Addison Rounds with an ace, and also Kenna Wallen at 3 kills. Chieftains miss a serve, and it's Boscobel on the board. 3-1. Service errors cost Riverdale a little bit in that third set as well, with some opportunities to maybe build leads that they couldn't, and now Boscobel is into the serve. Side out, here's the serve by Johnson, dug by Cooey. McKay, now Barr gets it over, fielded by Peterson. Set by Johnson, rounds for the kill. Nice dig there by the Chieftains. Cooey pushes it over from the back row after a great dig by Prohaska. Boscobel works it to the left side. There is Johnson. Shot back row for Riverdale. Nice play by McKay. Punched over by Prohaska again. Boscobel sets it left side, taking the angle around the antenna. And Wallen, nope, they're going to call it out of bounds. He had kind of an angle. It kind of zinged by the official's head in the stands there. And Riverdale leads by a score of 4-1. Zuri Dennis will serve for the Chieftains. There's the approach. Line drive. Fielded by Kenna Wallen. Ball right side. Rounds drives it over. Cooey, Dennis, and the Chieftains take a shot on the hit by Prohaska. Left side, Boscobel. Back to Wallen to the middle. And now punched over by McKay. That ball lands in play. That one had the angle dropped down over the net, right in bounds, and Riverdale leads all of a sudden by a score of 4-1. Zuri Dennis with the serve. Now, official time. We're going to check numbers. Again, we're in the fourth. Riverdale won the first two, 25-23, 25-21. Boscobel wins the third, 25-22 in this longtime SWAL battle. So Riverdale will check numbers. the official asking about rotation for the Chieftains. And Riverdale is going to bring in Lily Barr and Gretchen Buchholz. And I believe Riverdale, for being out of the proper row, will give up a point and the side out. So side out for the Bulldogs. And Jerry Ann Muldrum is in to do the honors. Take a point away from Riverdale. That makes it 4-1 here in the fourth set. And Muldrum with the approach. Here's the serve. Fielded by McKay. Ball is going to be set near side by Prohaska. Punched over by Buchholz. Boscobel sets it from Johnson in the middle. Wallen drives it in. Oh, that was Round. Wow, nice hit by Addison Round. Part of the waters in the back for Riverdale. And she makes it a 4-2 ball game. So Round's with McKill. And here comes the approach by Muldrum. Fielded by the Chieftains. Prohaska now to Buchholz, takes off of the shot, wide and out of bounds. And again, here comes Boscobel. Chieftains have had the upper hand quite a few times, but Boscobel seems to play better when they are behind. They've come back to even things. Here's Muldrum with a serve. Dennis gets it right back from Prohaska, driven over. Nice dig by Muldrum, pass to the left side for Boscobel. Wallen drives it over. Cooey, now on hit number two, Prohaska takes it over. Round sets it up. They're going to call her for a double hit. And that gives Riverdale the lead at 5-4. Now Zuri Dennis back to serve for the Chieftains. Up by one, 5-4. Here's the run-up and the serve. Near side, wide to the left. A point for Boscobel, 5-5. And the Bulldogs will serve. Kenna Wallen will do the honors. Wallen gets the whistle. And the senior with the approach pulls it near side. Diving dig Riverdale, not much on it, and that's an ace. The Bulldogs take the lead, 6-5. So Wallen getting the ace. Riverdale swept the JV match, which took a little over a half hour tonight. Here's the serve, dug by Riverdale. Here is the set and the shot over the top. Nice play by Boscobel, getting the dig from the hit from Buchholz, and now Boscobel returns it. Wallen left side. Riverdale punches it over. Buchholz on the line. On the line, they're going to say it counts, so it's a point for the Chieftains. Tied at 6 now. Serving for Riverdale, number one, Allie Goplett. Allie with a run-up. There is the serve. That one is long. Out of bounds. Right back to Boscobel. 7-6 is the score. And that'll bring up Addison Rounds to serve. Side out for Addison, the junior. He's had a good night. Here's a line drive serve fielded by Cooey. Dennis sets it to McKay, who drives it over. Rounds keeps it live. Punched over by Wallen. There's Cooey. Dennis, right side for Haskett, takes it long. And Boscobel leads by 2, 8-6. Bulldogs need to win the next two. Back to down 2-0. They had to win 3 in a row. They've won 1. Here's the serve by Rounds. And a lift called on Riverdale. And that makes it 9-6. 9-6 in favor of the Bulldogs. Addison Rounds back to get the ball. Rounds gets the whistle. And there's the serve. Fielded by Cooey. Dennis sets it up. Nope. Lift called. Or a double hit on Riverdale. Chieftains struggling now, 10-6 the score, Boscobel. Rounds gets the ball from the official. Here's the approach and a line drive serve. Cooey reballs it over. Boscobel can't play it. That's a point for Riverdale. Chieftains turn the tie. That makes it 10-7 here in the fourth. Cooey will serve and Lily Barr into the front row. Cooey steps up. There's the serve. Fielded by Baumeister. There's Rounds. And then a hit into the net by number 6, Kylie Johnson for Boscobel. And the Chieftains are within 2. Side out. Riverdale with Cooey. 10-8. Here's the serve. Fielded by Baumeister. Left side, Wallen. Back to Kylie Johnson. And can't get it over on hit number 3. That's a point for Riverdale. 10-9. Boscobel takes a a great comeback in two of these three games played tonight. Here's the serve by Riverdale, out of bounds, 11-9. That's been part of Riverdale's problem. When they get momentum, they lose it with service errors, and it gives it back to the Bulldogs, and Oscabel has been taking advantage. Maya Baumeister will serve. Baumeister with the serve, dug by Cooey. Dennis McKay drives it, back row, played there by Baumeister, kept live, round passes left, and over the top for Johnson, down it goes. Bulldogs lead it by a score of 12-9. Kylie Johnson with the kill. And Boscobel will serve. Here's the approach. That one is long and out of bounds. Boscobel with a service error. And that makes it 12-10. Boscobel leading Riverdale here on Boscobel's home court. Here's the approach. And the serve by Prohaska. Fielded now by the Bulldogs. They'll work it to the middle. Hit over the top by Zimple. Here's the set by Prohaska, driven over by Lily Barr, and the Chieftains are back in business. 12-11, Lily Barr with a kill. Riverdale within one. Leading the match, 2-1. We're in the fourth. Here's the serve by Riverdale. Almeister with a dig. Brown's right side shot into the net by Peterson, and we are tied at 12. 12 each here in the fourth. Serving will be Riverdale, and that one makes it over on the hit by Prohaska. Diving hit by Boscobel. They can't get it in, and a timeout now by Boscobel. 13-12, and a nice ace for the Chieftains. So they lead the match 2-1. Boscobel now has given up the lead to the visiting Chieftains. It is 13-12. Timeout here in Boscobel. This is high school volleyball, WRCO Sports.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Welcome back to Boscobel. Bill Nee with you tonight. Our action coming to you live, courtesy of the area sponsors. Here's the serve by Riverdale. We're underway after the timeout. Chieftains by one. Boscobel drives it back row. Cooey, now left side, Prohaska gets it over. Almeister to rounds, and now the shot by Wallen. It's into the net. That's four hits against Boscobel, and that makes it 14-12. Riverdale by two. Bass goes to the back row, and now Riverdale will serve. Line drive by Prohaska. Dug there by Baumeister. Rounds, passes. They go right side this time. Peterson drives it over for Boscobel. Dug by Cooey to Dennis to McKay. Drives it over. Rounds. Now Zimple, and now punched over by Peterson with a left hand. Played now by Prohaska. Dennis McKay drives it over. Boscobel free balls it to the net. It hits the net. They can't play the carom, and Riverdale leads by three. 15-12 in the fourth. Serving for the Chieftains again. Prohaska has had a good run. Here's the dig. Round left side and into the net by Muldrum. And that makes it a four-point Riverdale lead. 16-12. Though in a match where no lead has been safe this evening. Chieftains needing to win. The win in four. Boscobel will try to force the issue and go five. Here's the dig. Peterson with the double hit. That's a point for Riverdale, and they'll lead 17-12. Serving will be Prohaska. Here's a line drive serve played by Baumeister on a low pass. Diving effort, and it's going to be out of bounds. Good job by Eddie Peterson. Slides way under the net trying to save it. And Riverdale leads by 6, 18-12. There's the serve. Dug near side by Riverdale's ball, by Boscobel's Baumeister to the net and out of bounds, and Boscobel wants a timeout. Chieftains 19-12 leaders, their biggest lead tonight. And that'll make it timeout for the Bulldogs. Riverdale won the opener 25-23 and the second 25-21. Boscobel won the third set 25-22. We'll have Southwest Conference volleyball on the air coming up. And that will be on Thursday night. that will be at River Valley, Hodgeville and River Valley. No, check that, Lancaster and River Valley. And football on Friday night, Lancaster and Richland Center. Next week, River Valley-Richland Center volleyball on Tuesday night. That's all.